listener production.
Hey there, Adriana Jakimovic with your Eastern and Wheatbelt local news. Here's what's making news this Friday, March 24. Closing arguments have begun in the trial over the alleged theft of more than $1 million worth of gold-bearing ore. Police allege more than 8,000 tonnes of ore was taken from the Greenfields Mill between December 2018 and January 2019. Five people are on trial, with the closing arguments set to continue today. Kalgoorlie police are calling for information after two vehicle fires. The first was found alight at around 3 o'clock yesterday morning in a car park near Maritana and Brockman Streets. The second, 3 hours later, in Hannans. Those with CCTV or dash cam footage of the area should go to Crime Stoppers. The way concussion is treated in country footy will look a little different this season. The WA Football Commission is bringing in a new three-step policy. Head of Game Development and Community, Troy Kirkham, explaining how it will work.
When you are concussed, you need medical clearance. So you go through an 11-step process to return, which is a minimum of 12 days. If you get concussed again, the direction from us is that we want you to be cleared by a specialist in concussion. And then if you get a third concussion, our recommendation to you would be that you sit out the remainder of the season.
In local sport, Niels Hansen Basketball Stadium will light up this Saturday night for a grand final doubleheader. The Saints and the Olympians do battle for a chance to be in the Kalgoorlie Boulder Women's Basketball Championship at 6:30. Then in the men's competition, it's also the Saints and the Olympians fighting it out for a chance to win the major at 8:15. If there's a story you'd like us to consider, send us an email at walocalnews@sca.com.au. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area, and subscribe now.